This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Hamilton's Madison County Hay Auction will resume its regular schedule starting this Saturday. Mike Hamilton has a preview of what's going to be available at the auction on January 2nd.
So far, we've got four loads of 3x3s of hay in. We've got a load of grass, and the rest of it is either straight alfalfa or alfalfa grass mix. And there's one really, really nice load of alfalfa that'd be good for horses or dairy cattle. And then had a few guys call, and they're going to bring round bales. I'm expecting somewhere 100, 150 round bales, and should end up with, 1,000 or so small squares. We've been getting a lot of phone calls. People want to know if we're going to be open Saturday, and yes, we are open, and sale will start at 11 o'clock.
Mike Hamilton of Hamilton's Madison County Hay Auction. If you have questions, you can give Mike a call at 618-410-4293. Up next, we'll hear about one of my most exciting interviews from 2015. We'll be back with more after these messages. I've been broadcasting now for about 4 months, and in my time here at WSMI, I've had the privilege of meeting several of you that are listening right now, those being farmers, ag business people, students, and even a celebrity or two. Since it's the new year, I felt it would be appropriate to share what I consider to be one of my most exciting interviews so far, and that's when I had the chance to interview the reality TV star, Chris Soules. I met Chris while I was in Louisville, Kentucky for the National FFA Convention back in October. Chris is a farmer from Iowa who got his fame from being on ABC's hit show, The Bachelor.
We're bringing you another update from the National FFA Convention in Louisville, Kentucky, and this time it's with someone that's pretty important. I'm going to be talking with Chris Soules, the reality TV star from The Bachelor. Chris, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's great to be with you today, and it's great to be here in Louisville with all these wonderful FFA people and seeing the best and brightest coming through and meeting them.
Well, I'm definitely excited to have the opportunity to talk with you. I told you before we got started, you're my first celebrity interview, so hopefully this will be a good one. So you're here in Kentucky, but you are also, you're actually from Iowa and you're a farmer. So Tell us a little bit about yourself and also what your farm looks like at home.
Yeah, you know, I've been through a few crazy reality television shows, and a lot of people do think of me as a celebrity, but really I'm a farmer from Northeast Iowa. We raise corn and soybeans and pigs, and that's what I'll be for the rest of my life. After going through what I've gone through, it has given me an opportunity and a platform to speak about agriculture and help motivate young people to maybe think about agriculture as their future career, and also speak to a demographic that we always struggle to talk to, which, you know, the consumer. A lot of times we're really good at production agriculture, but actually promoting what we do and educating people about what we do is where we really struggle. And I've seen that firsthand, given the opportunities that I've had and being on either coast, talking to people who have no clue what we do.
Well, I absolutely think you have the ability to do that and be that voice. Now, were you an FFA member yourself?
I was an FFA member. I was an FFA member back in high school, and made it down to Des Moines got my state FFA degree, and it taught me some valuable lessons. And you know, I farm most of my whole life, so FFA is a great way to educate and bring people into the farming industry that maybe wouldn't have the opportunity like I had with a father and a grandfather that farmed. You know, I grew up in it. So the people that don't have that opportunity to grow up in it, FFA is extremely important, and I support FFA wholeheartedly.
Well, we mentioned you being that voice for agriculture, and you're certainly doing that here at the National FFA Convention. So I think it's great, as I'm sure everyone else does, that you're being a role model for these FFA members. Do you plan on being a voice from here forward? What are some of your ideas, or who would you like to work with?
You know, I'm going to work hard to work as long as possible. As long as I can have a platform, and as long as I can be effective, I'm going to do it. You know, I've worked with the National Pork Board in recent months, and I've even gone to Ontario and worked with the grain farmers of Ontario to help them with some consumer outreach. And, you know, now I'm working with Monsanto and promoting their America's Farmers program, which actually gave my former high school a grant of $25,000 to build a greenhouse where they can educate kids on soil characteristics and plant productivity. So those are some of the cool things that America's Farmers programs are doing, and also offering scholarships to youth that want to get into agriculture. Those are the kind of things. I mean, I am going to do all I can to support every aspect of agriculture possible as long as possible.
Well, Chris, those are all great things you mentioned there. Is there anything that we haven't covered today, or any final thoughts that you'd like to add before we end this?
You know, I think, I'm going to do all I can to be a ambassador for agriculture, but I think we all have a responsibility to be our own ambassadors for our own industry, because as farmers, we're generally speaking humble, hardworking, great people, but we're hesitant to brag about ourselves or talk about what we're doing. And I think we all have a responsibility to talk to those people that you know in your everyday life that don't know about what you do, and have them over, show them around your farm, do all you can, be a part of those promotional boards, and give back, because it's the future of agriculture, and we have to be proactive in order to be a part of the conversation. There always is going to be a conversation about agriculture, and if we're not a part of it, then we're missing out.
Reality TV star and farmer Chris Soles. I hope you have a very happy new year. And that's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.